have a very, very interesting statement from the scriptures for us today. It's found in the book of Exodus. That's the second book in the Bible, of course. And chapter 11 and verse 7. Here it is, Exodus 11 and 7. God is speaking and saying to Israel, "But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel." Did you hear that statement? The Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. My, what a remarkable statement this is. This was, of course, a divine promise given to the nation that was being delivered out of slavery. They were to leave Egypt on this great, memorable Passover night. And God said, "When I bring you, my people Israel, out of Egypt, out of the cauldron of persecution that you've endured there, I won't even allow a dog to bark at you." Now, that's something, because Egypt has a lot of dogs, and I suggest it had a lot of dogs in those days. God said, "I won't even allow a dog to whine or to bark at you. I won't even allow a dog to bark at your cows and at your sheep and at your camels." That's it. That's what I get from the seventh verse of Exodus 11. "But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel." This is very, very interesting. I suppose the dogs could yap and bark all they liked against Egyptian cattle, but against any of the cattle of Israel, mm-mm. God said, "Dogs, you must not bark." Now, the reason behind that is given in the text, because that ye may know that the Lord doth put a difference. The Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. You see, the Egyptians were not his people. Israel was his people. And so God, the living God, put a difference between these two great peoples. As a matter of fact, in Scripture, I learn that God put three things between the Egyptian and the Israelite. Number one, he put a deliverance. Number two, he put a difference. And number three, he put a distance. That should be easily remembered. They all begin with the letter D, you notice. He put a deliverance. He put a difference, and he put a distance. The deliverance, of course, was on that memorable night when the spotless lamb died on behalf of the firstborn in Israel, and the blood of that lamb was put on the lintel and the two side posts, thus giving the firstborn in every household protection against the destroying angel. And God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." This is a picture of the precious blood of Christ shed on Calvary's cross. He who was the spotless Lamb of God poured out his blood in order that we might be screened from the due reward of our deeds and the just sentence of wrath directed against us. God put a deliverance. Then secondly, God put a difference. That's what he has here. And he's doing it today. God still puts a difference between those who are his own, redeemed by the blood of Christ, and those who are not his own, between the spiritual Israelite and the spiritual Egyptian. The Lord does put a difference. Oh, I tell you, there's all the difference between heaven and hell, between the child of God and the child of wrath. The Christless is dead. The believer is alive. One is lost, the other is found. One is in Adam, the other is in Christ. One is in the dark, the other is in the light. One is on the broad road, and the other is on the narrow road. One is destined for heaven, the other is destined for hell. God does put a difference. And this difference, my friends, should be evident in our lives in a practical way. Our appetites should be different. We shouldn't feed on the garbage of this world. We should feed on the good milk, the pure milk of the Word of God and the meat of the Word of God. Our appetites are different. Our language is different. The Lord has put a difference, it says, a difference of language. The language that the unconverted use is not the language suitable for Christian lips, Our language should be different. Our mouths should be filled with praises for our Lord and witness for our Lord to the friends all around us who need his salvation. Our friends should be different. Our social contact should be different. Our reading should be different. Our clothing should be different. Our home should be different. Everything about us should be different since we've come in contact with the living Christ of God. You see, he had no place in this world, did he? He had nowhere to lay his head. He had no recognition. He came to his own received him not, and his rights were refused him by a world that finally crucified and slew him. Now then, we're linked to a rejected Christ, fellow believer. We're linked to a rejected Christ. Oh, rejected by earth, but received and enthroned by God. He's glorified in heaven today, and we're linked with him. His life is our life. His place is our place. His acceptance is our acceptance. His righteousness is our righteousness. His Spirit is our indwelling Holy Spirit. And his place and destiny is our place and destiny. No wonder. No wonder indeed that it says here, the Lord has put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And then finally he put a distance. Of course, he took Israel right out of Egypt, right into the land of the wilderness, and then finally into the land of Canaan. And dear friends, so it is with a child of God. One of these glad moments, the Lord Jesus is going to come and take all his true Israel, his own beloved people, home to be with himself. In the meantime, may it be ours to recognize this line of demarcation, this line of holy separation and distinction that marks off the child of God from a world that knows not our Savior. All right, our text again. Exodus 11 and 7. The Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel.